Welcome to the art of going your own way. Ah, you know, hello again, my friends. Or more so acquaintances. You know, yesterday when I was in the been there, done that audio rendition, I discussed marriage and stuff, and kind of talked about my past, and maybe give you a little more insight. My downfall with marriage began, well, let's just say it's me. It's not you. It's me. Talked about my brain, and I tend to just be a sponge for knowledge. Okay, I might not be articulate all the time on the things I say, but my brain works at a very fast pace. Shit, when I first started doing these recordings, I would listen to my own voice, and I'd be going, oh, God, who's going to want to fucking listen to me? But you know what? I decided that I was going to do it for myself. And it all started, well, I'll take it back to the marriage part. I'll try to not be discombobulated here. I started waking up. I started seeing problems with the world. Back in 2006, I'm like, something's not right here. Something's wrong. And, you know, back in 2006, even back then, it was like financial issues. Now, mind you, I was married to a fucking spendthrift. And once you let a fucking leech like that into your pocketbook, and by the way, you automatically do when you get married, you're fucked. You're fucked. Because you try to put any consent... Oh, wait, hold on. We got another dropper. Oh, I hope they can get those blood clots out of you and save your life, but I doubt it. You are in the medical system now, and you are fucked. But, jeez. Now, back to what I was saying. If I can get on that track again. Oh, yeah, married to a fucking spendthrift. Try to bring that under control. I guarantee you, unless you nip that shit in the butt right away, you're fucked. But you're fucked anyway, so time to learn that lesson. My deal is I got with this woman and, you know, she loves me, you know. I don't think I'll probably never find anybody a little more special than Snooker Pie there, because she loves me. You know, it's like, go and, you know, get the dog. What comes after the dog in marriage? The kid. The kids. And, you know, you're sitting there and your little honey bunny comes to you and says, you know, our little bumpkin isn't happy in daycare, you know. I think we should do it so that you work and I stay home and take care of little bumpkin. Well, there's the other downfall. Because, yeah, I mean, I get it. You don't necessarily want other people raising your children and shit. But you think you got a partner at that point in time. You kind of caught her in a couple lies early on, but, you know, I didn't have the tool set that I have now. Didn't have the knowledge and stuff, and it's like, come on now, you don't need to fucking make that shit up, all right? You could just be a civil person and just not fucking do that shit. By the way, I got to watch the length of these audios as I am working today, but... Time goes on. I should have listened to my gut, man. 3 months after I got married, I'm like, what the fuck did I do? What did I do? Of course, and your parents, who are traditional, they're still together, had a very long marriage. As most of you know, my father passed away. It's going to be about 2 years ago, coming up in the next few months. I miss him. I miss my dad. He was a good guy. But, you know, my mom, more so, was, well, you know, that's the jitters. Everybody gets those. You just, you put your head down and, you know, go through life, enjoy it, and, you know, it'll change. Okay, so I did, you know, because I, again, didn't have the fucking tool set, but I should have listened to my gut because I wanted out. I should have fucking divorced her at that point in time and got out. Now, however, even though shitty things have happened to me in my life, I don't necessarily regret where I'm at. Oh, I regret, regrets. I don't like that my children had been alienated from me. Still don't talk to them. Haven't talked to them for years now, both of them. So I occasionally reach out, but that's all in vain. And like, hey, how you doing? Give your dad a call sometime. You know, happy birthday. I hope you're doing good. Let me know how you're doing. But that's in vain. So I stopped caring. In as much as I can stop caring about that shit. And I just don't let it affect me emotionally anymore. I had to go on this journey to learn things about human nature. You know, me personally, I feel that my kids have that Stockholm syndrome shit. Because my ex, I consider her narcissistic and abusive. But kind of in a passive-aggressive way. Boy, when that shit came down for my divorce, fuck, spared no expense, and I know her mommy, who didn't like me, fucking helped her pay for it to fuck me over, and then her grandfather had passed away, left her $250,000, and she got the gold mine, I got the shaft. Oh, what the hell's that guy's name? Jerry Lewis. Not the actor, the Smokey and the Bandit guy. He was also a country singer for a while there. Jerry something. So, anyways, going through the journey, start waking up to, holy shit, things aren't right here, you know? Now, to the rest of the story. Things aren't right. So I fucking made drastic changes, which my family felt were drastic changes. I'm like, we got to ditch our phone service and go with this. It's going to be a lot cheaper. And we don't need fucking $200 cable TV bills, you know, because that's when like Hulu or whatever first came out. I'm like, shit, we can find stuff to watch on the internet. So got that done and actually saved quite a bit of money. But what happens in a fucking vacuum? You know, I'm thinking, okay, now we're going to be able to stack some cash. We're going to be able to weather the shit that's coming. And basically I consolidated what bills I had at that point in time. Got us in good financial shape. But what happens? Now you're in good financial shape. Well, that means we have money. And that means that she'd go out and fucking spend it. Spend that savings. And so I would have a conversation with her, and everything would be good for about a month, maybe a month and a half. And then, boom, she's back into that. So I fucking, after trying to deal with it, I'm like, I gotta fucking dig us out. I gotta get to it. So I dove into work to fucking make the money. And was away from my kids for a while, you know. Dad's never around. Well, yeah, because dad's fucking working all the time because your fucking bitch of a mother, although I never use those terms to my kids, is a goddamn spendthrift and is driving us to bankruptcy. Well, it was all in vain in the end. Hence, knowing what I know now, would I have gotten married? Fuck no. Which is why I'm trying to educate anybody new to this why you would never want to fucking do that. But you know what? You'd get a tax break. You wouldn't have to pay as much as income tax if you're married. They call it the bachelor tax if you're on your own. You're going to fucking pay anyways. And you know what? I would rather pay higher taxes, even though I would rather pay no fucking taxes because tax is theft. I'd rather be in that boat, tell you the truth, to still have autonomy and be able to live an agile life. I had been shackled and chained down so long. You know, after my divorce happened, my body went through some serious changes. All the stress that had been pent up for all those years just finally cut loose. Man, I had some stomach issues, just the stress releasing, and I won't go into a bunch of details, but you kind of go through a detox when you come out of a stressful situation. And the longer you've been in the stressful situation, the longer the detox takes. So, what else do I want to fucking say? Oh, yeah, marriage.
Marriage.
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
Fuck it. You're going to do what you're going to do. I would hope that you would not want to recreate the wheel and just listen to a little advice from people that have been there. Oh, but you married the wrong one. They're not all like that. Eh. Then you don't know fucking female nature. Now, you could potentially find yourself a unicorn. But good luck with that. You know, my situation is I'm dating a widow, as you all know, and she was married for 25 years. I give this guy kudos, man. He trained her in good. She is responsible, does not lie, great sense of humor, fun to be with in many different ways, and just attractive, no children, because that ship has sailed for her a long time ago. So yeah, never had a abortion. Now she had a few miscarriages, but that is not the same thing. That's God's will. So yeah, there we go. That'd probably be the closest thing that I would consider marrying. But again, I'm never getting married again. And I told her this. She knows this. She is fully aware of my stance, where I'm at. And she says, well, it does make me a little sad. But, you know, you and I get along so good together. You know, I wouldn't want to lose you just over something like that. There you go. Boom. And like I said yesterday, having our own places rocks. I mean, I have full control over my own finances. I've rebuilt my life after that fucking nasty divorce. Literally tried to destroy me. Stole my children. Stole my dog. All this shit. But you know what? Right now, I live in a decent place, man. I got a really old muscle car that I've been fixing up. I got two classic motorcycles. I got the camper I built. I can go all camping. I can come and go pretty much as I please. But I got to tell you, this whole last couple of years have taken a toll on my psyche a little bit, right? I mean, I used to go all over the metro doing my job. Now my job is 100% remote. And that's why I tend to go up to the watering hole pretty much on a daily basis, or every other day, but most of the time daily, just to get out and socialize in person with people, to be able to joke around where you can drop your filter a little bit, where you don't have to worry about, who am I going to offend, you know, HR, oh, what do I got to worry about, oh, oh. No, you can basically, I was having a conversation with a buddy last night. He goes, and we had talked about another guy. He said, yeah, what the fuck? He came up to me and he told me that you told him that I was thinking about looking at your apartment that you had for rent. I don't want to go to a fucking apartment, but we'll see what happens in life. And it's actually living in the basement of a house, but it's fucking nice. This guy's got a nice place. And the rent, holy shit, cheap, and everything's covered. What more could you ask for? And it's a big piece of land. Yes, do I want to own land or property again? If that's in my cards. But again, that means that right now, that if I did that, that mean I wouldn't be agile, able to move. You know, I feel sorry for these people in Palestine, Ohio. Holy shit, they are fucked. And you know it's a land grab by the government. They're all trying to get us into these 15-minute cities. You'll own nothing, and you'll be happy. And I saw a fucking article today about universal basic income. You know, there's several places across the United States that are, you know, the government wants to give us $1,000 each a month. Oh, okay, thanks. Well, how much is that going to cost? Well, if we did it for every citizen, that would be $3.1 trillion a year. But, you know, for the equity and fairness, that's worth it. Oh, is it now? Is it now? To have the government fully control your life. I mean, the only pushbacks we have right now are the Constitution and a thing called nullification. Basically saying, fuck no, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck no, I won't do what you tell me. Fuck no, I won't do what you tell me. Hey, the government's always going to come at you with force because that's how they fucking do it. They'll either steal from you, lock you out of your ability to have funds. Like when I went through the divorce, I had to pay child support and alimony. And yeah, I kind of touched on this yesterday. I'll give you a brief synopsis. So I went through and I read Title 4, which is the law surrounding child support and alimony. And the initial deal with Title 4D, actually, is that was put in place for military, right? District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So, isn't it interesting? Everything they do is a fucking lie, right? So, lawyers are like, well, people are stupid, man. We just fucking, it's all a shell game, con game. It's, people are stupid. I was stupid, or naive. Let's put it that way. People are naive. They are trusting. And the problem is, we have, as citizens, allowed these motherfuckers to rise up and take these positions of authority. And then we sit here and we go, yeah, you know, they're part of the government. It's, you know, we got to do what they say. No. They're all fucking corrupt and evil. If you go into government, it should be for a, dear God, I don't want to fucking do this. Not for, oh yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to get me some fucking payday. because people are stupid. No, there is no honor among thieves. That's why we are in this shit. Well, there is honor among thieves if they are all sucking off the trough, the teat, and making that money, and they don't want the jig to be up. So they're like, okay, well, I'll share a little portion of my pie, I guess. I got to look at something. Hold on. Some fuck knob is... Oh, shit. I got it. You know what? Give me 1 second. All right. There we go. Sorry about that. As I said, I'm fucking working. What do you do?
Well, it's so nice of you to take time to consult with us there, Tau Gal. I mean, taking away time from your busy schedule and shit. Thanks, man.
Hey, got you covered. So, let's see, where else do I want to go with this? Derailed once again. So, kind of gave you the whole story.
Well, it seems like you're living in the past. No, no.
No, you don't want to live in the past. You want to learn from the past. And making mistakes is okay. But you don't want to make too many mistakes. I mean, you're going to learn from your mistakes, but they're going to cost you. It's just what price are you willing to pay. So, anyways, la-di-da-di-da. Oh, this whole shit about,
they're going to arrest Donald Trump on Tuesday.
Came and went. Came and went.
Make America great again.
Do it. Just fucking do it.
Well, if he would have gone in with the military, see, we'd be engaged in a civil war right now.
Oh, okay, you know, allow millions of people to be fucking injected with with the virus, as and sell it as the antivirus. Yeah, the corruption runs too deep. The swamp's too deep.
Hey, you know what? Civil war would be fine. It would suck. But in the sense that if we were to come off the chain, it would be pretty goddamn quick, swift, and there would be a lot of bloodshed. But it would be quick and swift because sweeper teams would be going in and just fucking taking out the garbage.
I don't know. I have a different view on things. Do I want to be shot? No. Do I want... I got my body armor because I was smart and saw this shit coming. Got it early. I got all sorts of fun things should the occasion arise. But again, the way I look at it too is that every once in a while you got to take the fight to them, but... If they come knocking on my door, we got an issue.
Yeah, you'll probably go down like a two-bit whore on a Saturday night.
you never know, man. I don't know what's going to fucking happen in this world. Oh, go back to that Title 4D shit and just finish this up. So, I read through the law and... It states in there that as long as a child support order is in effect, they also have the ability to collect alimony. Well, when my last child reached the age of 18 and I was notified that I'm no longer on the hook for child support, and since my kids had been turned against me before, while I was still paying child support and stuff, basically notified my ex-wife that, hey, you need to put this child on your insurance because I won't be covering it anymore. Because why? Not in my life. Why would I fucking cover it until that child's 26? Why would I do it? I got no interaction.
oh, you know, you got to fight. You got to give everything you can. You just can't quit.
I didn't quit. I was forced into the position I was in. I was damn near bankrupted, living out of a fucking cardboard box down by the river. You know? So, yeah. Anyway, so the child support agency notified me that, hey, you know, we've closed the child support case, but we're opening a new case for the alimony. I'm like, the fuck you are? Called up and talked to him. I basically said, hey, how's it going? This is Tao Giao. You know, here's the fucking case number or whatever. And I said, I see that child support case is closed, but you guys opened up another one. Oh, yeah, that's for the alimony. I said, correct me if I'm wrong, but if a child support order is not in effect, then you have no legal authority to garnish my wages. Ding, 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 ding. Well, yes, that's true, but we offer it as a convenient service. Next words out of my mouth were, immediately cease and desist, garnishment of my wages. I want a full accounting sent to me in the mail of all transactions made, everything I've paid, and immediately cease and desist. Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah, I can put that in today, but if something's being processed today, it may still go through. I'm like, I understand that. Well, let's see. 1 month. 2 months. 3 months go by. On the fourth month, I get notified by my employer that they have a... that they're going to be garnishing my wages. And I got sent the information from HR, and I looked at the document, and I'm like, immediately cease and desist. Do not garnish my wages. There is no court order associated with this. There is no judge's signature. Do not garnish my wages. Well, it turns out that, little side note, if you guys don't know it, the fucking child support agency has forms that these bitches can go fill out. And if they send them to the employer may just continue garnishing your wages. So you better fucking get smart and learn the law. Now, I got to get more educated than I am. But life keeps me busy. But my search of knowledge keeps going. So anyways, well, we're going to have to bring that up with our legal department, see if we can do that. I went in, and this is all email replies, by the way, going back and forth between me and HR. I went in, and I specifically cut the section out of Title 4D. I said, have your lawyers review this. That was it. Fucking done. I was still on the hook for 2.5 years of alimony. So when I got unleashed from that fucking burden, my life changed, man. That was in 2019. January 2020 rolls around and I go to myself, this is going to be a good fucking year. This is going to be the year that I get to fucking do what I want to do. And then the rest is history. Here's where we're at. We're fucking fighting tyranny. We're in the middle of an economic collapse. Most people are still like, oh, what's, you're not really there. Oh, look at that fucking balloon floating up there. Is that a Chinese spy balloon? You know, fucking dog and pony show everywhere you look. I don't know. Anyways, I got to get back to it, gentlemen. I wish you the best. I just felt, not obligated, just felt like I wanted to start talking again. With that said, there is an art to going your own way. I wish you the best. Take care.